get you closer, bring it over here. Take it all from me, take it all from me. Now you built your garden so I climb over it. And I'ma watch it fall off you, watch it fall. The passion, you know it ain't change. Baby, take it as a warning. I still know just how you want it. Always said you got it, wanna go to next one, but now you're right back in my bed. Baby, take it as a warning. How I got your body moaning. Always said you got it. To me, 'cause I've been waiting too long just to get you closer, and all this in between don't need no fucking closure. Oh God, it's never over when you say it's really over. One thing I know, I gotta keep it kosher. Look down, no secret that I want you. Face down, fucking non-disclosure. I know you want it like I want it, babe. Trying to run away. All of this running, your feelings, you know it's in vain. Fuck all the passion, you know it ain't change. Baby, take it as a warning. Girl, I know just how you want it. Always said you got it, wanna go to next one, but now you're right back in my bed. Baby, take it as a warning. How I got your body moaning.
Hey guys, welcome back to an all-new episode of Lit Like Leash, the podcast, the only podcast on the internet that gives you the three best things in life, and that's weed, chicks, and vibes. So go ahead and light up your bongs, blunts, and joints, and spark up your mind.
This is what we do. No, we usually have like a little bout before we go into the welcome.
Nah, I feel you. I heard you introduce it. That's why I was like, oh, okay, maybe we're starting on that.
Oh, no. You know? I mean, I wanted to get a little bit of... It's recording, though? So, I started recording. Thank you, Cheney.
He said, so...
This is the start.
Busted.
Got me.
Okay, let me ask y'all a quick little weed question. Let me ask y'all this. So there was some shit that I saw in a comedy special, because when I'm high, I like to watch comedy specials on YouTube, because I'm a nerd.
I do on Netflix. Netflix got some good ones.
That's why I had to stop getting on Netflix, because they would put somebody on, and I'd be like, oh, it says related to this comic. Of course he's going to be
must
great.
Be good. It must be good.
And he's ass. No. Dumb ass. So, this comic, can I remember his name? Noah Garden Swartz. Mm-hmm. He's a Jewish man. Okay. And he's mad cool, you know, and he smokes weed. And he said he took acid one day and was sitting by the pond.
I already don't like where this is going.
Listen, let me tell. Let me tell you. He took acid one day and was sitting by the pond, right? And then all of a sudden, he said he looked down and there was a little girl on the rock next to him, and he was like, "Hi, little girl," and she was like, "Hi, sir. Can I tell you a riddle?" And he
that
was
girl
like,
was never there.
But listen, like, I already thought that too when I watched it. So then at this point, he goes, sure, because, you know, and you're on acid, the best time to hear a riddle would definitely be then. So then the riddle she tells him fucked me up. I sat there like, put the blunt down there. You know, the moments like, you're like, hold on, I need some clarity, because maybe I'm just not getting it. She said, what is at the beginning of everything. The middle of the beginning and the beginning and end of everywhere.
Time.
Anyone else?
Nah, I ain't even gonna try to attempt.
Nah, I'm not gonna attempt. I feel like I should, but I'm not.
The letter E.
Oh, it's the word.
Some God. Shit she got off a Laffy Taffy rapper. Fuck my jokes. Whole
Laffy Taffy life. Loki lit.
Run it back. So, you said it's E?
Yeah.
E. The letter E.
The letter E is in the beginning of everything? Oh, the word. Ah, got me right on the mic. Damn.
It's a
I'm like, letter E? Telling me the fucking letter E?
Is it everything?
Fuck you, bro.
Like, fuck elementary school. They didn't teach us that.
This podcast came out here to expose me. Yeah.
I see what y'all did here.
Not me.
LOL.
First 5 minutes. Oh, my God, damn. How long is this? Like an
hour. Hour and ten.
Hour and ten? That's right. Got me in the first 5 minutes.
It's about to be more stumps shit. Than that.
Oh, my God.
But, yes, let's do the welcome. Welcome. You heard that, correct? Welcome back to another dope-ass episode of the Lit Like Leash podcast.
Welcome
the
back.
Only
podcast. Welcome back. I think we can get
that. That was beautiful. That was beautiful, guys. The only podcast that gives you those three best things in life. And since there's new and fellow podcasters and new heads, you know, new minds in the building, I'm going to tell y'all what that is. And that's weed, chicks, and vibes. So, you know, when you come on Lit Like Leash, you get a whole lot of weed, a whole lot of chicks, and dope-ass vibes every single time. So, why don't we all go ahead and go in a circle and say who we are? Go ahead and assault the mic. We like to assault the mic.
Assault the mic. Who's going to go first?
You started speaking.
I started speaking, so I got to go first, right?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Everything is E. okay, so I guess I'll go first then. Mm-hmm. My name is Mackie. I'm from Union, New Jersey, a true life African, you know. We do this. Ibokwenu. Yeah. I rap, produce, engineer. I have a podcast. Do Not Disturb podcast. Shameless plug.
Yes, we're all about that here.
Follow me on SoundCloud at Mackie OMO. MackyOMO. That's my IG and my Twitter. I'm not really on IG like that. I'm mostly on Twitter. My Twitter be lit, but my music is even litter. So follow me on all of those litter. And follow.
I'm gonna go next. I can't wait to comment on that litter.
Litter. And then, but remember to follow Do Not Disturb podcast as well. For sure.
Hey. Is it my turn?
It's your turn.
Let me hop in that mic, like, hold up. Yep. It's your boy, Dean August. Right now I'm having a tough time rolling this paper. Got Keith on my fingers. Besides all that, I am from Union, New Jersey. Same place as Mackie. Mackie's like 3 minutes away from my crib.
Look at us. That's
you
great.
You feel me? Shout outs to Mackie's Do Not Disturb and how litter can get.
I'm good. Yeah.
Oh, we all in the video too? Okay, yeah, lit. I'm a DJ. DJ Dean August, hit me on the gram, the Moreno Papi. Ooh. Have you may know me, you feel me? I do my thing. And
you might have heard a few songs.
You might have heard a couple bangers.
A few drops.
A couple Dean
August.
One time for the one. That's how I would have chased it. I'm just being honest.
That's how I would have chased it.
But yeah, yo. DJ Dean August, hit me on the gram. Mm-hmm. Dean August OMO. Shouts to OMO, Wild OMO.
Big shout
outs
to OMO.
Let them know what that is.
Oh, wow. Okay. Let me start from the drip. OMO, entertainment, you feel me? We reinvent entertainment. Shout-outs to everybody involved. Mackie, the whole team, Wild OMO.
Yo.
Party Central, y'all know what it is. Y'all heard about the Wild OMO team from Jersey, from the Hudson, Essex County. That's where we're mainly at, you feel me?
Even Union County, too. Sometimes.
Union County.
Not Passaic. You know, come on. Nah, I thought I seen you at a few Willie P parties.
I have been at Passaic. I'm saying you can know me all throughout Jersey. Like
I've seen him at my school.
Yeah. I'm talking about.
He was on the quad.
He was on the quad, dead ass. That's how people do know me. That's funny as hell that you said that. Yeah, man. College DJ, you know what I'm doing my thing. Top 2, Not 2, the Moreno Papi, Dean August. Yep. All right.
Awesome. Hit him with a laugh at the end.
Yep.
Hi, everybody. I am Philippe. Some people know me as Jay Philippe. Some people know me as Jasmine Philippe. You feel me? Everything Philippe, LLC. You feel me? Boss, bitch, owning her own shit. You feel me? That's how that go.
Suck up facts.
You feel me? Yeah.
Bars already.
Yeah. Right?
I'm Haitian, too.
Yeah,
welcome.
Definitely Haitian.
Welcome.
You know, so shout out to all my Haitians. Suck up facts. Suck up facts. You feel me? So, so yeah, I'm a creator. I'm a creative so nice. And, yeah, I'm an all-around kind of jack-of-all-trades, one-woman show type of vibe.
That's the way you gotta be in this industry as a female.
You
yes.
Definitely. Yeah, I think as anybody, male or female.
You're
like,
right.
You
no,
definitely
no, no,
gotta
no.
depend on yourself.
You're right.
Facts. Don't forget the men.
Yeah.
Don't forget the men. That's crazy.
No, but I feel what you're saying, though. You know, you want to be self-made and just, I try to... If I could learn how to do something on my own, I'll try to learn it before I go outsource it. You know, that's kind of how I vibe.
And then I'm like, all right, I'm just going to keep
talking. I'm over here bugging.
I don't know how you fucking with that. That shit is strong as hell.
What is
yeah.
this, backwood? Listen,
backwood wrapped in a paper.
Like, I only, listen.
Are you serious? That's the only way. Listen, no. The backwood without the paper was hitting my chest hard.
Backwoods is trash.
Backwoods
are quote
trash.
Me. Backwoods is trash.
Listen, a lot of people from New York
slowly,
ain't gonna like you because New
Yorkers,
they
look,
love them some back.
I feel
they
that.
Love them some spliffy, some paper and Fonto too.
Yeah,
I spliffy. You feel me? And that's from New York, so you already know. They fuck with the spliffy. You gotta put it in the Fonto. That's it. I mean, niggas smoke backwards, but
Now, when I was
dirty,
in college,
bro.
I thought spliffy was like just mixing tobacco with your weed. I didn't know, like.
I mean,
I think that could be a spliffy.
That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah, right?
It's deeper than rap.
Excuse the fuck out of me.
Oh my god. All
right, so let's get to the What's the Strain segment, guys. So basically in What's the Strain, it's like, well, we gotta have snacks out.
Oh, do you put these snacks? These are yours?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah, snacks.
I didn't know.
Hold on. Let me...
Yeah, let's just dump them out.
No, let them know. Okay.
Yo, I know all that.
You got a war.
Oh, no, that gets in there.
Oh,
we put that in
there.
Because you're here with us smoking.
Big snack tea. That's what's going on.
We're going to let you know in the What's the Strain segment what we eating, what we smoking on, who rolled it, why you rolled it, like how you feeling today. Like, really, what's your feelings? And then, you know, where you got it from, the plug, the city. Weed. If you don't know what kind of weed it is, you usually say the city you got it from and Kush. Because, you know, we're not trying to always out the plug. Yeah. But the plugs, some of the plugs, they've been on here, so.
But it's about to be legal, so we going.
We going. We're
going to
plug.
I'm
not paying that.
Homies.
Exactly.
I'm only giving it to my homies.
They're about to be out of business.
Our homies are going to open businesses.
If you
businesses.
Plug, hit my gram. Be my friend.
Community.
Have you heard of the Mess Station?
The what?
The Mess Station.
Mess Station? Ooh.
You've never heard of Mess Station?
Hold on. I'm not out here. If I never heard of the Mess Station, I'm bugging.
Listen, the Mess Station is the dopest cannabis collective in Jersey. fuck with them.
Okay,
they're the best. They supply lit like Leash. It's usually sometimes. Most of the bud that I get on here is from Mess Station.
Oh, so that's what we're taking care of now?
No. This is from an Elizabeth plug. I've been fucking with them for a couple weeks. I still love you, Mess Station. You know that.
Uh-huh.
And Mess Station is like a legit store or something? Or like...
It's a collective. It's a
collective.
Oh, because
what are you shouting about?
It's
right,
a
wait,
collective.
They gotta,
personal.
They gotta, so thing. You got to get a referral, but everybody knows when you tell them you came from with like Leash Podcast, you automatically get in. So
okay.
Just hit them up at Med Station on Twitter, Instagram.
Oh,
I don't think they got a Facebook because, you know, the feds is watching.
The feds is watching.
Always watching.
So, yeah.
I went to a dispensary in Toronto back in September, and that was popping.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to go to Toronto, so I'm going to live there.
I just came back
The flight
Toronto,
was only like an hour and some change. It was like...
What? Oh, no, we drove.
Yeah, I don't drive.
I was like, hours of change.
Where?
That drive was deep.
Yeah, I don't like to
super
drive.
Super fast.
I used to always do that. Yeah, I flew. I was like, yeah, I'm going to just try
touchdown. Driving might be the wave.
Driving could be the wave.
If you're with the right people.
Who rolling right now?
Oh, I'm rolling right now.
Who rolled? Anybody else rolled? Just you, right?
Nah, it was just
I rolled.
And you did, too.
Yeah, you did, too.
We smoking on some...
Leash and Dean rolls. Nah, that sounds trash. I can do better than that.
Yeah.
I'll come back by the end.
We'll do a time mark on that one.
I'll come back.
What was I saying? We're smoking on...
Take your time.
Is it sour?
Mm-mm. Diesel.
Can I just
say something
I didn't even think was what it was?
What is it? What does it look like?
Yeah, is it buddy?
Is it
like
crystally?
It's not crystally. It's hard. It's dry. But I think that's just the way it was shipped. I think that's the way they gave it to me. I think that's just that.
Can I tell you a good strain I just tried? It's called Forbidden Fruit.
And oh, that's good shit.
It's a hybrid between cherry pie and tangy.
I had that at a, whatchamacallit before.
Really, really, probably like the best I've had in a while.
Really?
It leveled me out because I'm a busy person, so what? I can't smoke look something that is going to have me tired.
It's not even Thanksgiving
I
need to
be
no
like,
more.
I got things to do, so I can't be like slumped.
Is it just there? I'm sorry, I'm over here pulling and trying to break it. It's just put it on there.
Oh, she's talking to you about your.
How do you use this?
So,
I'm gonna break it.
Yeah. So Maggie just pulled. Yeah, let's keep them all in the loop. So Maggie just pulled out this for my little tank. this tank of a.
No, that shit is huge.
And passed it over the leash and was like, "Smoke this."
Yeah, that's perfect.
She don't even know what it does.
Yeah, I'll be in it too.
She had no idea it was THC.
I'm looking.
All right, so basically, you press the button.
Okay.
He's teaching her how to use it. Step one, what'd you say?
Press the button. Okay. Is it the button lit?
I'm not sure.
You gotta press the button.
I'm not seeing the lit button.
You should move this so it's not in your face in the video. Like,
it died.
Can it throw up?
Okay,
so you hold the button down for 3 seconds.
Three.
Right?
Okay.
And then you pull. But you don't want to pull too much because you will get high.
You
gotta die to get the high on lit.
Nah, that shit gonna hurt. That shit gonna hurt.
That shit is called the strand is
honestly
white rhino.
This is what I'm gonna tell you to do. This is gonna get you fried.
Yeah, sure.
Hold that shit. Like, in me, it's just like coming out. Like,
hold that shit down for 3 seconds before you pull.
Two, three, and then pull.
Hold it for 3 seconds and then let go.
Oh, I didn't.
You was going as I was telling you what to do.
I was letting go.
Like, hold on. All right, here we go. Listen, start over. Reset. Boom. Hold that button down for 3 seconds.
Get the light.
One.
I'm trying like this.
Three.
Pull. Hold it for 3 seconds and then let go. Ooh, okay. It was your first time. I'm sorry.
Ooh. No, thanks. That's damn. Like a vape pen.
That shit hurt, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
That's good. You good.
There you go.
Is tobacco in it?
No.
Kick it.
I don't smoke.
Listen.
Chill. Breathe.
And this is the button I press, right?
Yeah, you press it. You hold it down for 3 seconds.
Hey, you remember that shit?
Yeah.
Breathe, shake it, let it go.
Can I get the lighter? You over here struggling.
I'm over here. Yeah, my bad, bro. The key for my fingers is making the lighter situation really bad. Because it's sticky and now it burns.
How are you guys feeling? How you guys feeling, though?
High is good. High is a good answer.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm chilling.
I feel relaxed.
Yeah, I'm feeling good, to be honest with you. It's been a good week.
That's some good shit.
Has it been a good week? What, that pen?
Yeah.
That shit got it right to it. She's in a bag.
Listen.
Leash is popping out for the rest of the show. after that.
It's killing me. All right. I'm over here. I got my notes from, like, I like to be, like, a nerd when it comes to my job, so I got, like, notes and bullshit.
Well,
no, that's good.
Whatever works for you.
Yeah.
She's like, let me take my time because I'm high. She's like, come on.
Let me take a breath.
Do your thing.
Wow, Leash is stumped, guys. Is this a first?
No.
y'all listen before.
We didn't say the right people.
Facts.
We didn't say the strain, right?
You said, well, yeah,
this
we
is,
did.
Mine is
I don't
rhino.
Know. I can't. I'm like,
white rhino?
Blanking.
That was the liquid?
That was
the
liquid.
Leash is like, okay. Oh, white shit.
Or the oil.
Look, Leash.
The oil, my bad.
If you, what was your notes before? Can we
I didn't even write down the freaking string.
Talk to me about what you want to talk about. That's what I want to know.
Well, yeah, can y'all go check out my music video? Because it came out today, dropped today. Pray up.
Cheap plug.
Pray up.
We'll do What's the Tea real quick, and then, you know, we can do like a mini little, like, freestyle, say real quick, little some bar. Yeah, all right, so What's the Tea? Is the segment of the show where we talk about what we've seen in social media, like at the blogs. If you guys follow the Shade Room, I love the Shade Room. I don't know about y'all.
They're toxic, I've seen things on the Shade Room. Yeah, they are very toxic. But
that's how I get my tea.
Yeah, a little bit.
And then things we see in the news, like local news, like things, social injustices that are killing our highs every day. Yeah. So, a couple things on the docket today.
Docket. I like that word.
I like that word, too. I heard it in another podcast, and I was like,
I heard it in that same podcast docket. That you heard it in.
Did you?
Yes, I know what podcast you're talking about. Because I watch that podcast every day.
Good. All right. So, Jerry Springer's getting a show.
Getting what?
He's getting another show.
True.
I said shrew.
Oh, yeah, that's what I heard.
Show?
A show, but
okay,
she said
okay,
shrew.
But then I said shrew.
She got tired.
My mouth said,
I don't know what's
that. Jerry Springer's getting another show. I need to go.
Court show.
A court show?
Judge Jerry, guys.
Oh, no, that's fire.
I am watching
that.
Don't
you gotta
that.
Be a
no,
real judge?
No, we have
judge?
To go. How?
Oh, yeah, we're going to the first
we have to go.
I don't know how
tough.
He got certified.
That show's not
going to
gonna gonna be real.
I don't know how he got certified. I thought you need to certify.
It's not going to be a yeah, but I just want to see how that, because somebody's going
to
show titties.
Yeah,
you
so it's
I
in
have
the courtroom
go.
Now.
Oh, in the, that's what I'm saying. Jerry Springer's gonna make that shit happen.
That nigga giving out Jerry
beads. It's gonna be beads. It's gonna
yo,
be
yo,
beads.
That shit blew my mind.
Giving out Jerry beads at in a fucking courtroom after you won the verdict is crazy.
How do you win a spot on the jury? That's what I want to know. How do you win a spot on that motherfucking jury?
There's probably
the
no
back?
Jury.
There's probably no jury.
The people that be sitting in the
there's
back,
no
like
jury.
Yeah, I'm trying to sit in the you know what I mean?
In the courtroom. What they call that?
Is it jury or?
Jury.
Yeah,
whatchamacallit, I don't, I think I'll tune in. It's supposed to be dropping, I think, next year or the year after that.
That's tough. That's mad long, but it's tough.
Yeah. But Facebook has a black problem.
Oh, you have to explain that.
So a former employee came out in news and was like, Facebook has a problem when it comes to people of minority. Like, they don't hire a lot of people of minorities. I usually have a fact checker in here, so please don't take everything Alicia says. Because I skimmed the article just like you.
Just like you.
So, but it's basically, yeah, they have a problem with minorities. So she came out and said it. Facebook hasn't responded or anything yet to her accusation, so I'm thinking it's true because she got fired and that's when she came out.
Wait, so she got fired when it came out.
Yeah.
So, but what does she mean that they have a problem? I don't understand what she means that they have a problem.
They have a black people problem.
There's not enough black people.
They don't
have
like 4%.
They don't hire a lot of black people. Like
their entire.
Is it black people or minorities?
I mean,
minorities.
Before we kill Facebook, is like our. A lot of black people. Do we know a lot of black people that apply to Facebook?
I mean,
I personally have.
I've never. I mean,
I don't know
if you're in the tech field, maybe, but that's probably a competitive app. That's like Google. It's probably mad competitive.
At that level, yeah, absolutely.
I don't.
Let me get that little clip.
This one here.
Mm-hmm.
Take that.
I don't. I'm not gonna kill Facebook.
Heard that, Diddy?
Until I've gotten more information, cause like
I agree.
Oh, I'm not gonna cancel Facebook. I mean,
yeah, cause I kind of need Facebook to promote my shit.
I'm just saying, like that's
it's like a trap, bro. It's
yeah,
like you can't not have it. But I mean, you could not have it, but just depending on the kind of lifestyle you live, mm-hmm. you can't not have it, and then still not feel like you're trapped. Like, mm-hmm. if within Facebook. You know what happens within Facebook, right? All your information is out there.
Yeah. Listen, that's how they...
Niggas, like, sponsors pay Facebook to get that information. That's how niggas find out, like, what you like. So that's how they promote
that's how they
you
get your ads.
On IG. Mm-hmm. That's how they promote it to you on Facebook. Mm-hmm. That's how shit work.
Yeah.
Imagine mm-hmm. if, like, this shit, like, blows up, right?
Right.
What would all the, like, IG... The IG honeys that are black, would they stop using Facebook? Or Instagram?
Nobody. Honestly,
well, Facebook and Instagram. I think
it's the same
was
thing.
It Facebook that no. bought Instagram?
Yeah.
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 Facebook
yeah.
bought Instagram. Right?
So mm-hmm. Instagram is basically Facebook.
Just
Facebook Plus.
Facebook Plus.
So
that's funny.
2.0.
Facebook Plus.
So, exactly but like, would you be down to do a boycott of Facebook? Because I mean, niggas like to, you know, people like to boycott shit for 2 days.
I don't go on
Facebook
like that.
Or Instagram.
I would not boycott Instagram.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
that's my living.
I feel you, bro. That's tough because honestly, if in a realistic thought, you'd think, yo, nah, like nobody's gonna say I'm gonna get off Instagram because they don't hire enough black staff or minority staff. You're not, bro, because everything that you do right now revolves around Instagram. So,
yeah.
As a creative, like mostly everything you do.
That's how A&R finds you.
Yeah.
That's how
but I'm starting to feel
so
like I'm
can
having
find
a breakdown. Like, I recently thought to myself, like, yo, I think I want to get off social media for a little while because I...
Oh, you're bugging.
No, I know that sounds crazy, but think about it. Like, if you really think...
Said that from the rip.
There are people who maintain a level of mystery and you're still interested in them whether or not they have a social media app.
You want to know why?
Why?
Because they're out here. Like, we already know them. Like, J. Cole can go away for months on Twitter, and he can come back and drop some. Jay-Z can go away for
yeah.
years on Twitter, He just tweeted the other day for the first time in like a year or so, and that shit blew up. So it's like,
he said something.
Yeah, he's
on Twitter.
Yeah, like, like, unfortunately, as like newer acts and newer people in the business, we don't have the luxury of just dipping off for a couple of months.
Yeah.
Just to like, you know, because yo, I do agree. Like, social media is very toxic. Like,
yeah, it's toxic. The shit is like I need a break from it.
Having to always make sure you get likes, having to make sure people like your post, thinking of like the perfect caption can be like, someone can blow their brains out for some shit like that. Like, it's that bad. So
yeah.
I totally agree. But as a creative, that's like the only, because unfortunately I have to have a day job or I have to have something else. That, because what I'm doing right now is not making enough money for me to just do that. So,
but what if I could leverage it? This is what I was thinking. And make everyone just come to my website. Like, I don't have the Instagram, I don't have the Twitter, I don't have this and that, but I'm posting on my website.
How are you telling people to go to your website? On social media.
That's a good point. But then, not like, think about stores that you're just like, oh, let me see if they have a website. Like, you don't know for sure if they do, but you just look them in and you find them. You know. All
right.
Okay. But I don't think leaving. I don't think.
That's not enough. That's not strong enough.
Yeah, I don't think people are just be like hearing like, yo, man, you should go to this website, bro. It's cool. I'm not gonna be like, I promise you, I won't go. I'll go to a store that someone tells me to. Go to or a restaurant that someone tells me to go to before I go to a website that someone tells me to go to. Because one, that website can bring damage to my computer or my device or whatever. So I'm not sure. You feel me? Just off the paranoia alone.
You know what I want to think of? I want to think of a way, because the golden age that we're in right now of like technology and social media, like, it's going to go away. This isn't going to last forever. Mm-hmm. Like, everything, you know, that society, we evolve. We go through phases and then the next thing is going to be the next thing. I'm trying to figure out what that next thing is going to be, because this is going to get old at some point. Like, you're not going to be able to be Instagram famous 15 years from now. It's not going to be the thing anymore.
I disagree.
Well, I think
the internet
just
evolved, so maybe there will be
with technology,
something.
How fast it's going, something new is going to be going on. It's not going to be
social. It's still
going
to be social media, though. You ever seen Black Mirror?
I hope I can save this.
You remember that episode of Black Mirror?
I love Black Mirror. What episode?
The episode
with the likes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. See, and her rating and all that.
Yeah. Like, anytime someone like,
it's like that now already. That's what I'm saying. It's like that now already.
One of my top three favorite episodes.
Oh, your storage is.
Yeah.
Yeah, my storage was. They're talking about some upgrade. No, I'm not upgrading.
But I think for right now, I don't know. It's always been about status. Yeah. It's always been about being the best or being well-liked or being the most popular.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just since the beginning of time. Like, that's why people go to war for, like, do you feel me?
Power,
so now it's just on our phones. And soon, like, that shit is going to be in our eye where when we blink, I'm going to see my whole feed. You feel me? Like,
niggas probably.
That shit going to be probably the real iPhone. You feel me?
Get some social fucking lenses.
Oh, wow.
Especially right in your eyes.
That's what I'm saying.
And you can always
that's how it is in
feet.
In the Black Mirror.
Yeah, with that episode where you can run inside. That was crazy.
Like, literally, they put the thing, in order for her to get out of, like, when she got zero or whatever.
They had to take that shit out of her eyes.
They took her out of her eyes. Yeah.
But then she was just like, almost like she was just in a box at the end, like, just almost like a dead
by
person
herself.
In society.
Yeah,
she was just like, that was it.
Exactly. That shit is crazy.
And then she ended up yelling at somebody else. That was a crazy episode. I fuck with the episode heavy.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Heavy.
But
heavy.
I don't know. I don't know about boycotting Facebook just yet. I need some more information first.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
For sure. Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I owe Facebook some money.
Like,
you owe Facebook money?
Yeah, bro, promoting, man.
Oh, yeah, you told me that story, but if you want to read.
I'm not going to lie, though. I do, I have done research just for my classes about these big corporations like Google, like Twitter, like Instagram and Facebook that are all in Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
They have very low minority employee. Stop. Like, they just don't have it. And it's like, they have tons of sexual harassment cases.
Oh,
it's a lot of white, middle-aged and older men who work at these companies, and they're taking advantage. Like, you know, and the few who do work there that are black, like, when they tell their stories and the things they experience, it's crazy that people could even get away with it. Like,
and that's what she did.
But they do.
I don't hear too many people, like, I mean, I guess I don't hear too many people saying, like, I'm gonna go be a I'm gonna go like black people anyway, or my people of minority.
Yeah.
Like saying that I'm gonna be a tech person, or I'm gonna go work for.
Yeah, I wanna go work.
They could be. I could be bullshit, but me personally, my friends, like even when my parents were telling me, "What do you want to be for when you?" Or when my parents were telling me what to be when I grew up. Excuse me, let me fix that. They were like, oh, you got to be a lawyer, doctor, you know. I say, I want to play in the NBA. Oh, nah. You can't do that. I want to make music. Music? This boy wants to kill me. Like, you feel me? But I've never, I mean, I'm sure if I be working in Silicon Valley, I'm sure they would be, you know,
as annoying. I think it depends on your friend group. Like, you, like, saying that you don't know too many people, it's probably not because they don't exist. You probably just, that's not your friend group. You probably might know a Caucasian kid who just likes tech shit, and you're like, okay, I know white kid likes tech. And you probably just haven't met a black kid with some glasses.
I know a lot of black kids who are like good at fixing things. That's like, yo, take it to so and so. He know how to fix it. Like, but he may not have ever excelled to the level.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
you know, but it doesn't.
You walk around that campus, they're all, that's mainly techs right there. NJIT.
Yeah, but like, that's what I'm saying. I don't think it's not that it's not that there are low minorities working there. I think there's just a low number of people applying to work there that are minorities.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So if
because of the narrative that it's hard.
Exactly. So if we want minorities to do that, we have to tell our fellow minorities, yo, this is a good field to be in. Do tech, do software engineering, something like that. Because I only know one person.
We just get intimidated by the responsibilities probably that we have to do.
But I also think even if they people submitted their resumes, like tons of black people, I think they would still choose to hire a white person over them.
Yeah, I think it's for sure. I'm not saying it's not that.
Not applying.
I think it's the employer not employing.
Hiring.
Yeah,
hiring them. Yeah, no, I agree with you.
I'm just the hiring. Well,
okay.
That's what I said.
Yeah, basically.
But I'm saying that the turnout is low. So when the turnout is low, the number of accepted is going to be even lower.
Yeah.
You feel me? If there's like 10,000 black people and only 50 of them apply. Only maybe 10 of the 50 are even going to get to the interview, and maybe only 5 will now actually get a job. So where on the other hand, it's like 2 million white people, 100,000 white people apply, and maybe like 1,000 of them are working, you know? So, of course, it's going to be more because more of them applied than us.
At least you good.
That
but
white rhino
I will say that, you know, discrimination is a real thing. Like, don't get it twisted. I'm not trying to cope for the other side. I'm just saying, like, we should just...
You're not trying to play devil's advocate right now?
I mean, I'd love playing devil's advocate, but because, like, someone has to argue for the other side. But...
Do they?
Yeah. I mean, if everyone was sitting here and agreeing, that shit would be boring. Oh, yeah, you know, I think the same thing.
Oh, you're right.
We like-minded individuals. Nah.
Welcome.
So, hey, welcome.
The only thing I don't accept is free thinking.
Yeah.
Wait.
Free thinking is a made up.
That's not like something Kanye would say.
Yeah, just is something.
My point made exactly.
Up. That's all. That
my
is.
Point exactly. Kanye West said it.
That was a good guess.
He
Lisa.
Definitely said it.
All right. So, did you guys hear about Samuel Little?
Who's Samuel Little?
He is being called the most prolific serial killer in the entire United States.
Prolific.
And he's black.
When they say prolific,
what's his case? What did he do?
He killed 90 women.
90 women?
Proven right now in 16 different states.
Damn.
Was New Jersey one of the states?
Nah. Not sure, actually. I didn't even look at their states. She's like, nah, 90, we don't get done like that. She's 90 like, nah. In total. It's 90 women in total that they can prove for right now.
Right.
He could confess to more.
He's still on the loose?
In 16 different states.
Yeah, in 16 different states. No, he got caught off of a crack charge like a dummy.
Just wow. Like a...
He's 78 years old, smoking crack.
Well, clearly he killed 90
That's wild. That's
why he's killed 90
He people. Was... When they tested his DNA, they caught him at first for 3 women. But then, after he got arrested for those 3 murders, he was like, fuck it. I also killed this girl and such and such.
Yapping on himself?
And then they would go
check
it.
That's what crackheads do.
That's what crackheads do.
To the stupid shit that they did.
Okay.
He used to be a professional boxer back in the... It was from 1956 and 1970s. They don't know. Circa 1970s. He was mad nice.
Yeah, I knew.
Got into crack.
He had to be nice to get into crack and be out here 78 still killing women. Like, what?
So... So that they
are almost 80, you still murdering people. Yo, like, yo, like,
how you
relax.
Almost 80 still smoking crack and alive?
What? I said, you're 78 years old smoking crack.
He was nice. He's
that's what I'm saying. He was really nice with his hands.
So they, the way that he would murder these women that he said he confessed to was that, can I cut this? I'm sorry. I can cut this whole part.
The weed
or is that
weed?
Like
yeah, oh, that's like, wow. It's like a little filter, yeah.
Word?
Almost, yeah.
Whatchamacallit, one second. What was I saying? He would beat them with his lethal weapon hands.
Chill out, son.
Yo, hey, this is not funny.
I know, but...
she said lethal weapon
hands. It's how she said it on the mic, too, with his lethal weapon hands.
It's like...
this ain't funny.
You were the one that's making it funny. Yo, this is gonna be bad.
We
shouldn't have talked about this.
Nah, go ahead. No, it's fine, bro. We understand the circumstance right now. There's no way I'm gonna be held accountable.
Yeah, facts.
I'm laughing at the way she said something.
Facts.
And not at what she said.
Listen,
facts.
All I'm saying.
Okay. I'm defending myself.
Yeah, good, bro. You got that on mic? Don't cut that.
Keep that, though. Keep that. All right. I'm about to fall off the damn chair, y'all.
Go ahead, so he killed 90 women. He killed 90 women. I want to know, because you said prolific. Now, when you say prolific,
he's being called, he's being labeled next to Ted Bundy in them.
For only killing 90 women? Sorry, like, not to only say that.
But it's the fact that he's an African American.
Finally, we have finally been up with the white man and serial killing, man. It has took us this long. 2018.
It took us this long.
We going to hell.
Bro, it's just crazy that they label him. Is it only because he's black?
These are jokes, though.
But the thing is, he's prolific because he actually confessed and they found the evidence for 90 women. Like Ted Bundy, 75, maybe 100. No one really knows because they can, you know, he keeps lying. Or I think he's dead. Is he dead? No, that nigga's still alive, probably. Where's my fact checker?
Love
I don't have no one.
Nah.
Hey.
I was like,
Ted Bundy is like one of the most prolific.
Yeah.
I love that one.
Everybody, yeah, that's the
prolific.
Thing.
That's
about to be my everybody had to say it once, I think.
Nigga, wait. Before we go prolific? Back to what's his name? Whatever his name is. Don't you ever notice, like, when rappers be like, they love the word prolific in their raps. Yo, I'm the most prolific rapper coming with the back. Like,
I've never heard a rapper say I'm prolific.
I've been listening to rap.
Yeah, I haven't heard that kind of.
But yeah, rappers love the word prolific.
Okay,
I really want to just
driving knowledge.
Like my nigga,
I can't get a pull out of it. It's so tiny, the little hole. Oh, no. Are you not? You're not ready. Have you not heard any other episodes? Oh, that it's worse.
Yeah,
it's
not,
he said, Paul.
While we're there, since we're there, let's just give them a tease. Since they haven't.
Nah,
you never listened to this podcast.
It's my
before.
First time, brand new to everything.
I always say this to create. Listen, I don't know what to do. I'm mad because I can't get a pool. I don't know.
Okay. Let me see.
Maybe you could fix it.
Maybe it is.
Yeah, word. I've been looking at this bag for a minute.
Go ahead. Let's do that. While I blow your mind. So, guys, let me ask you this. Yeah. I always ask every creative that comes on this podcast the same question.
What's up?
Period sex. How are you about period sex? You're not about period sex?
I'm sorry.
At all?
I'm not, yo. I don't even know if I should be sorry.
I'm sorry.
Because she's looking me in my eyes. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I had to be telling you. And I'm like,
hey, guy with such a somber note, like, yo, man, damn, I'm really sorry that I don't like period.
I apologize for that, Leash. I really don't know how I could ever reject that.
No,
Philippe.
Philippe.
Circumcised or uncircumcised?
Oh.
Circumcised.
Uncircumcised? Definitely not.
I had to ask.
Definitely
I
want
to
know.
Wait. Hold on. I didn't get to say what if I
What are you gonna
That's
say?
What I'm saying. I want to know if you're okay with period sex. Yeah.
I am perfectly fine with period sex.
I feel you.
My man can come. What?
That's the only. What? No, I feel you. Period sex.
Come on, y'all have done it.
That's
at least
my go up there.
Get the fuck out of here.
Bro, it was my girl. That's the only
reason. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not talking about some random girl.
Random dandam I meet on the corner.
Of course not, of course not.
No, she got. We gotta have at least three.
Yo, even my.
At least three? You can't be like a couple months.
Wait,
time out. Damn, he said wait.
I'm not.
What if the pussy's so good? Like, you like, I know it's gonna be better.
If we're having sex on her period, we're definitely doing it in the shower.
That's not on the bed? You can't just put a towel down like regular folks?
Excuse me? No.
Like regular folks? No. It's blowing my mind what she's saying right
That's
now,
too
bro.
Far. That's too far. That's too far.
I just
too
like,
far. That's too, I said the shower she's because, funny as hell, because as a because like as a knowledgeable folks. Man, I know that near, like the period is afraid of water.
It is.
So if you have sex with her in the shower, she will not bleed. I promise you.
And it won't. It. No, it's scientifically proven.
That's the
proven,
only
so,
way.
Yes.
Thank you, my
thumbs
God.
Up because
that's
this
the only
is
way. That's the only
but the
place
thing
I
is,
do it. In the bed? The place where I'm gonna now sleep? She has a
I wouldn't do it.
Nah, come
she
on,
has
son.
I would,
come on, son.
I wouldn't do it at my home. I mean, like, if y'all oh. out, if y'all out vacation style, I mean, I'd be out
nah!
there. Sure.
Just I'll be
that's not my bed.
On the mattress, it ain't mine.
That's not my bed. Exactly.
So now I'm never
the
going to a motel again.
What y'all going?
I'm quitting that
if
day.
People
right.
are,
we're gonna motel.
If people are out here having period sex in motels, I don't want to go to a motel.
What did you think a motel
again.
Was for? Like
I
motel
was for the 2 hours and I'm out. I ain't.
And what are you doing in 2 hours? The period sex.
I'm going
She's
to have
period,
sex. I'm not.
Y'all came out.
Yo.
Nah. If motels are having like. People do peers. They need to put that shit on the chip when you're about to sign in. Like, oh, yeah, you know.
You gotta sign into that.
You can have, you have this, a TV,
it's like having a, smoker's
a light.
Room.
Yeah, smoker's room. You know, if you want non-smoker's room. This is a period room. This is a non-period room. Like,
so, wait, okay. So, all right. Let me throw a scenario at y'all. So, if your girl, y'all was out in public, right? Y'all went to dinner. It's a nice vibe, right? You know she on her period, right?
Bad little vibe.
Okay.
That's my song.
She stands. She stands up, right? You looking at her because you know she looks damn good. Like,
my baby, word.
I'm about to. Maybe she can give me this head when we get back type situation.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, she's looking a little sexy, right?
Now we talking.
But then you see on the back of her pants, she got blood on the back of her pants.
I'm like, baby, what are you doing? Bathroom, what are you doing? You're bleeding. You got your stuff. I'm going to help her out.
You're embarrassing me.
You're embarrassing me.
What if it's no time? What if she didn't even bring a tampon because she thought it wasn't going to be like that?
Yeah, I'm taking her. I'm taking her,
take her home.
I'm taking her home. Right.
I'm taking her home. It's the end of the night.
That's it.
Oh, not even for the dick tuck? Damn.
It's the end of the night.
And she can do it on the way back to her house.
He said it's
the end of the night.
No.
Stop. That's the end of the night.
You're not.
I'm getting.
You're done.
If she wants to give me head on the way back to her crib, at least
you wouldn't get the head. You would just be like,
he's
I'm
old,
over
he
it.
He doesn't like head. He's a man that does not like head. Maggie's a man that don't like.
Come on.
Hold on. I gotta hear this.
Telling me this.
Why? I have to hear why.
Foreplay is type ass. I'm not gonna lie. And that's all that shit is.
Oh.
Right?
Wait. Okay, let me not ask. Never mind. That's too personal. My bad. Never mind. I was going to ask, have you been with too many women that you've been like, all right, nah, this shit's ass? Or
is
have you been with a couple
now?
Of, like, girlfriends
no.
and you're like,
I mean, I've
nah,
been
this shit
with
ain't for me.
Enough women.
To know if you like it or not.
Yeah, if I know if I like it or not. And I, it's like.
That
it's,
hurts
it's not,
my soul. I'm about to cry.
It's not that it's like. Like, yeah, that shit just is not for me. Like, I'd rather just smash. Let me smash and then, yeah, we could cuddle and, you know, do the Netflix and chill. And yeah, and I'm going to fall asleep. Yeah, but sucking my dick is only going to make me want to.
So what's the worst time that somebody sucked your dick? The worst.
Oh, she threw up on me.
Oh, that's the best.
Because she fucking deep throat. Yo, she said. I said.
Oh, come on.
I didn't do that because I'm seeing the reactions. That's the only reason I'm doing all this. Philippe, you in the corner quiet.
She eating
these
damn
quiet.
Fucking these chips up.
I'm just letting
y'all
talk.
Nah, just fucking the doodles up.
Let me ask you.
My boyfriend didn't like head. When we first met, he was like,
oh she said when we first met.
But now, I mean.
But I had to put it on him.
You know how Asian girls do it better. Anyway.
You don't want this?
Listen, you gotta hit with the.
Okay, okay. You got it, you got it. Okay, okay.
Listen. Listen.
Oh my
Listen.
God.
Yeah,
I'm
crazy.
Nah, I didn't know it was going to go this way.
Right. He's still not a, like, OD with it. Like, you know, he's not the type of boy.
But here's the thing. So, like, do you can I ask you, can I ask you in your relationship, when you first met him, had he ever had deep throating or anything like that?
I never asked. I mean, I'm pretty sure he had.
Because there's a reason. I feel like there has to be a reason.
He's
definitely, you said 30. He's definitely had some girl deep throat.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
You like 34 years on this earth and no girl deep throating? Yeah. There's something wrong with you, sir.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
And you still didn't like deep throating?
I just told you a girl threw up on me.
Damn.
You're not listening.
You're not listening, Leash. I just went over this. All right. What condom would you buy?
Oh, my favorite condom. And this is like. This.
And I'm judging your answer, so go ahead.
This is the best one. It's the Magnum Bearskin.
Is it that's Magnum?
Made, bro.
Okay.
I come in that shit all the time.
What is yours?
Oh my God.
What is it? I come in it all the time.
Oh, so you use condoms even with your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Smart man.
What are you doing? Me? Yeah.
My girlfriend?
No, no, no. I mean, what do you buy? Like, if you gotta get a condom real quick, what do you buy? Mm. It's a choice between you at the gas station. It's a choice. Quick. Listen, I'm gonna do this. It's a choice you at the gas station. It's a choice between three of them. Trojan Fire and Ice, but it's expired from 2 weeks ago.
Trash.
Dorex, but it's brand new.
Okay. Keep going.
And then the one choice, I think that's what it is, the Circle John.
What's the Lifestyle?
I
no,
think that's...
No, there's one choice, the, too.
One choice?
I think that's... I think that's it's one something.
The New York...
One Love? Is it one... No. It's one something.
Yeah, those are the... One Touch?
One oh, touch, okay. One touch. Yeah.
One Touch. Oh, I think those. That sounds, okay, that sounds
good. But that is by like 2 days ago.
All right, so One Touch is out. I never even. I'm just now finding out like that shit is a real thing. All
okay.
Right, so One Touch is out. Fire and Ice, big trash, big trash.
Big trash.
Because this is what it does, right? Fire and Ice is like rubbing.
icy hot.
It's like rubbing icy hot in your bowl.
Oh my God!
Right. Now imagine that, right? You got some cool breeze. You're thinking everything is chill, everything is good. You like, yo, I got this cool breeze on me now. Now this is the point where you're supposed to put it into the warm.
Virgin. Like, a new word every episode.
Put it in the warm virgin. Now you're like, okay, now I'm warm. Oh, yeah, this is nice. Oh, this condom really, kick up season.
Huh? Then,
kicked up. Somebody turned the temperature to hell. Boom! now that's just like, you want to like, you like,
that shit
like,
ass.
I got to take it off.
And then this is what's the worst part. You take it off, it still burns.
Oh my God.
Hell yeah.
Where is it, like poisonous Vaseline?
It's icy hot.
It's icy hot on your balls.
That's what it is. Icy hot on
and what does it feel like for the girl? It has to burn.
They love that shit.
I didn't ask her because I was too worried about me.
Worried about my dick.
I'm pretty sure on her end, it would probably be sex.
It would probably be sex.
The
thing is that condoms just aren't it. Like, I don't know. I don't feel the dick, so I can't do it.
We're going to at least spend 10 minutes on this topic right here.
I agree.
Listen, I want to talk to you because I know there's this thing out here, right, with women who make condoms almost seem like disrespectful to them. Like, they'll be like, this is two scenarios, right? Like, a girl will be like, oh, like, we're about to do this. All right, bet. Boom, boom, boom. Then he pulls out a condom, and she's like, oh, okay, because you might have something, right? And it's like, what?
Wait.
No, that's one, right?
So you might have something.
This is for us. Like, why can't we both sleep at night knowing that nothing happened?
We're both okay.
Yeah. Okay. I want to go home after having sex with you, a great sex with you.
And fall asleep. Peacefully.
I don't want
to. Not tossing and turning
like,
all night.
Oh, my God. Like,
wondering if I got to call you about the plan B.
I spent too much money on plan B. Like, I'm good.
Too much money on me.
How many times have you brought plan B?
Three times? For the same girl.
Listen, but it was your girlfriend.
It was my girlfriend.
All right. Bless up, thank God. Listen, here's the thing, though. When it's your girl, I feel like, why use condoms?
Okay.
Because she's not my wife.
It's my girl.
And sometimes you don't want to get pregnant. Like,
I don't, I mean,
if I you don't, don't want to I mean, have a baby, I'm like,
the pregnancy thing is scary.
It is. But that's why you don't have sex with, like, one-night stands without a condom. But
I'm an advocate of having sex with my girlfriend with no condom.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm an advocate.
Why won't you use a condom?
Because so
it sucks?
Have a kid? You don't care because
you want to have a kid, or you don't care?
No, it's because he wants to have a kid.
Okay, because I don't.
He wants little Dean Augustus running around here, pitter pattering, all that shit, man.
One day I plan to raise a team of legends, yes, and but not right now. So it's just like the pull out method, man. Like
that's what I mean.
Like Jay is kind of crazy, bro. I'm not gonna lie, son. I'm out of here. My Jay is crazy with the step back. I'm crazy with it.
Really?
Step back is crazy.
Unshaven pussy, or would you like shaven pussy? Or are you good with neat. Like trimmed?
It gotta be neat.
I feel like neat is a good answer.
Really?
I feel
like
it can have
hair,
don't
bother me.
It gotta be neat.
But you gotta eat her out. What are you thinking?
I'm only eating out my girl.
That's one. And if I am, like I said, as long as it's neat.
As long as it's neat.
And it tastes sweet. Mm-hmm. Nice and neat.
Yeah.
And it tastes sweet.
If I'm, eating you out, just know you're my girl. Like, this is it.
Oh, oh my God. No, that's me. I see the
I was like,
seasoning on my fingers.
Let it be you. Fucking careful.
But you didn't say what I'm saying, though. Like, if a guy were to have, you know, or have ever pulled out a condom on you, like, yo, we're about to use this, what was your next move? Was your move like, okay, nigga, fine, fuck it? Or like, you was just like,
well, I go,
good for you. Thank you for pulling that out.
Well, no, because I'm allergic, so I go, no, I'm allergic.
that's tough. That's tough. What would you do in that situation?
I'm going home.
Okay.
I mean,
hey. I'm going home.
Have a nice night.
Yeah, you
too. I'm like, why
don't
you
tell me? Let me go see if Dante up.
Oh, Dante's busting that ass raw. Raw dog. That's crazy.
Stephanie going
it was a great date, and I text you. It was a great date. Thanks for the night. Great night.
To be honest, I wouldn't trust those kind of girls, because, like, not you specifically, because you said you're allergic, but
I live this life.
That's what
I'm
saying. But if a girl feels like, oh, like, what you saying, da da da.
How many other niggas hitting raw?
That's what
I don't like those girls. Yeah, I know. Because I'm like, if you're not allergic, what's the problem?
Yeah, what's the problem?
Like, obviously, it's
like, it's their sex.
But then that's what I'm saying. I don't go out fucking random schmundums. Like, I'm not out here, like,
what is it? What was
random schmundums.
Random schmundums.
You know, I'm not out here. Yeah, like, I'm not out here doing that. If I'm doing that, it has to be with someone that I know is consistently. I'm like, okay, this is clean dick. Mm-hmm. That's clean dick. I'm about to go sit on that.
Okay.
Yeah, no, she got to be my wife. We have to go.
How can you fully
thing.
Know if that's clean dick if the nigga's not
because good. I've been fucking you for some time, and I mean obviously, we've already discussed what's our sexual status right now.
Yeah, we're in a relationship that are cheating.
Obviously, I like to do hoe things, so I got to make sure I process my people before I do my
process
activities.
My people.
Like, I don't just
did
be out here.
Show you paperwork?
I don't, I mean, that depends on if
process.
I know them well enough. If I know them well, I'm not on Tinder. I don't do that. I have to actually go on a couple dates with you, get to know you. Mm-hmm. Then I'm like, yo, I'm trying to bust this thing open, so what are you doing?
Wow.
Like, when was the last time
you
got tested?
You give him the rundown. What's up with you? Like,
wow. When was the last time you got tested?
You itching, burning? That's good.
And usually I like to suck dick, so when I look at a dick, I do the visual scan like every girl does. I mean, I don't know who
the
doesn't look at
the...
I don't do... You don't never suck... Listen, tip to the ladies. Don't suck dick with no lights on.
No,
stop being
no.
stupid. Yeah. You being stupid and you wondering why you got a cold sore talking about, oh, I'm just sick.
I'm getting sick. She's bugging. That's scary.
I hate those girls. I'm like, bitch, I know what you did. And you were dumb.
I knew the situation.
And you were dumb. It's okay. These things happen. Do better.
You got to examine it.
And he'd be like, yo, you...
You gotta make sure you lift.
I examine it top to bottom.
Is it,
like,
oh, sorry. Stop to them.
That nigga told me, like, yo, you mind if I turn off the lights?
Let me suck your dick first.
Let me suck your dick first before you turn off the lights.
Wait, hold on. Let me suck your dick first.
That's crazy. Yeah.
And then that's when you do, and that's when you check to see if they uncircumcised. Because in the light, you know, you can't see it. I don't need no yeast infections. Thank you. I don't do uncircumcised dick. Never have, never will. I'm going to need you to go get that taken care of.
Some women like the uncircumcised.
They do. They love to suck that, too. They like the extra dick cheese that they get. Dick cheese that they get in every taste. I don't like that smell. All right. I don't like that taste.
All right. Next, what else on the docket? What else is on the docket?
They're not ready. They're not ready. But yeah, like that's why I don't. That's why I don't do uncircumcised dick. That's why I just.
Fair enough. Point. We get it.
Would you be intimate with your man if he came from the gym or was like sweaty and had a smell or anything like that?
She's talking to Philippe.
I would hope so.
She took. No, I didn't even. Like, I was like,
yeah, people don't know that.
So honestly, I'm a very like I'm OD kind of clean. Mm-hmm. I can't like, you be like when I'm having sex, like I want the man to smell good. Like I want to feel like, you know. Like,
yeah.
Oh, you selfish.
No,
he can't even.
Oh, my nigga can't come back from a hard day working and get his dick sucked. That's crazy.
No, that's just not if you smell like goat cheese.
That's fucked up.
Or
that's fucked up.
That's fucked
up. If it's smelling like dick cheese, right now, you guys have no idea how. You guys are.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen. Let me say this.
Period sex?
Nope.
Okay.
Listen. Let me say this before we get into it.
You're not selfish. But the women who think like her, selfish? And you like period sex, selfish?
Yeah. Listen. The thing is that men don't understand. Y'all get nose blind like Febreze commercials. Y'all don't smell how serious
it can
smell get.
Niggas smell
what
this.
You mean?
What are you talking about?
It can niggas get serious.
Girl, vice versa?
It's my person.
But I went, but bitches, I don't know what bitches. I mean, I like to go in the shower. Before no. I know if I know I've been out and I know it, you can feel it.
No, but you just had the, that's not the question you asked.
You go in the shower.
That's not the question you asked her, though. You asked her, would you do it right after the gym?
Or something when he's sweaty.
Yeah, or after like
playing. After some ball.
Yeah. He came back from some B-ball. You heard he won the championship.
Outside the school.
You're like, oh my God, baby, I love you so. You're not going to do it?
I mean, you.
You're gonna be like, oh baby,
she said not from the championship. That means he played a couple games. He had to work for that. That's crazy. That's funny as hell. That's funny.
After
though.
The shower, that nigga gonna knock out. He not even. Gonna
and I'm gonna wait till he sleep and then do what I need to do. Then
she's gonna talk about I'll suck it after you wash it. Hell yeah, I'm washing it.
I'm gonna let you go to sleep. You won the champ. But wait, you won the championship. You won the championship.
That's the problem with men, bro. What? We need to stop fucking fetishizing head because it's like, oh my God.
Are you saying that because you don't like it?
No, I'm not saying
that.
That
sounds real biased.
No.
That sounds real biased.
I'm not saying.
Yeah, like, hold on, record scratch.
Come on. Look, can I finish my statement?
All right.
Damn, I got on the stool. Niggas want to push me off while I even finish. So, like I said, I think we need to stop fetishizing head so much because that is our weakness. Literally, if I've been out sweating all day and I come home and she's like, yo, you gonna take a shower right now, suck your dick. You gonna take that shower, nigga, right?
Hell yeah.
No, nigga, what if you don't want to take a shower?
Why is it
that
you don't want to?
Be in your own filth for a little bit and relax.
But she wanted to suck your dick. You're not gonna sacrifice the shower time just to get your dick sucked?
But why does sex have to be so important? Why can't you just sit down and
because you just won the fucking championship.
I guess it depends on how you feel when you come back from the winning that championship.
I mean.
But at the end of the day, I personally.
After I won a championship, I'm getting my dick.
You, like, so, boom. All right. So every single time a girl told you, I want to suck your dick, you was always down for it?
I mean, depending on the
I've never been denied.
I mean, it would obviously. My
nigga, it's a yes or no question.
What?
Every single time,
I mean, different circumstances. I don't know.
Every single time a girl that you were fucking with heavily. Okay. Has told you, I want to suck your dick. You said, yeah. Even when you were always in the mood to get your dick sucked every single time, 24/7, 365.
If she was just sucking my dick, yeah, hell yeah.
You're always down every day, 365 days a year.
Probably 366, matter of fact.
So even if you're mad about something, like you were in a serious argument.
Yeah. She said, I'll suck your dick, it's over.
She wouldn't say that if it was in a serious argument.
No, but my nigga, what if she
if
does?
She was,
what if she does?
I probably wouldn't take it immediately.
You'd be like, man, whatever, and walk away.
And he,
so what's up? What are you saying?
And
you
want to suck it or right now?
Dude, you tell me you want to suck it right now? Fuck it. What up?
This nigga has literally just proved my point.
Wait, hold up your shirt.
Thank you.
Wait, I got you, babe.
Mic drop. You proved my point, nigga. Like, come on, son.
I'm not taking it immediately, okay? That's my answer.
Immediately, my nigga. Just because you didn't take it right now, you took it 2 seconds later, you think you okay? No.
Why not?
An hour later. It gave me some time to think about it.
No, nigga. If she came through and broke your windows and broke your car and everything.
You didn't say
and
all
then,
that.
My nigga, I said you had a big. This is the argument.
Why the argument go that high? Like, your argument went escalated.
Yeah, pan out the eyes. She busted
arrest warrant.
She burned my house.
Yeah, like, I don't.
And then she says she's gonna suck your dick. You're gonna say yes.
Bro, no, you crazy
no,
girl.
No,
what are you doing?
She's crazy at that point. Look at his face.
But you're gonna say yes.
No,
you
just,
hold on. Just, hold
we
on.
We have this documented. So he's just said 366 days of the year. If a girl asks him, yo, I want to suck your dick, or a girl that he's fucking with.
All right, this nigga's painting this.
He's doing like the most.
Yeah, like he's making
this. This is like a Lifetime plot line.
No, but she has to kill. I started low. I started low in the beginning, and then I eventually climbed there.
That's what I said. It's a Lifetime.
Yes, it got to a level where it got too crazy for me to accept head from this girl. Yes. Okay.
No, I don't think it is though. I don't think it is. I think she would say yes.
She would. No, shut up.
If her head is that good, you're gonna say yes.
If her head's that good, yes, you're gonna say yes. Wasn't that good? I busted the windows and burnt my house and walked my cat. No, she's pissing me off.
You can walk cat.
Never that good. Like
people be walking cats.
Never that good.
She's walking, walking cats.
That's some good weed.
So I seen that shit down my block
white
one day.
White people are crazy.
It's like this white guy was walking his cat. I was like, oh, this is how I know I'm in the suburbs. Fuck.
Kiddos, come on. Can't be there, all right?
Listen, guys, we're going to get into the Lessons from Leash segment. And Lessons from Leash is I follow 6 brown chicks on Twitter. Follow them. They have the funniest thread that they post every week because there was real people that write into this thread for the world of Twitter to answer the question for them and give them advice. And I was like, I get better than advice than that. So I was like, I'm going to come on a show and have the people that come on the show. Each episode, we're going to go through the thread for that week, and then we're going to give them Lit Like Leash advice. So, first question. Spent the night with him for the first time. In the middle of the night, I unlock his phone. Wait.
That's where you fucked up.
With his finger, he was asleep. Wait, so you went through extra.
Oh.
And saw that he was sleeping with at least 2 other women. Oh. I wake him up, outraged. Him. You're the secret, not them. Now get the fuck out. Advice?
Bung.
My thing is, sis, you're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Advice?
Sis, you're crazy.
the end one, advice.
You want some,
sis, you're crazy.
Look, Ma, look.
And you said it was the first time they had sex? Is that what she said?
She said this is the first.
Did she say that was the first time?
Yeah. No, she said that was
spent the night with him for the first time.
That's what she
and
lost
you
me,
went
like,
through his phone.
That's when she lost me the first time. Nah, you lost me there.
Wait, she's a psychopath.
First of all, he should have brought you to the.
He said you're the secret.
Even brought you to the
sis, you probably just met him like a week ago. He said you're the secret. Of course you're the secret. Of course you're the secret.
I spent the night with him for the first time.
That just means that she spent the night with him for the first time. So they could have been chopping up for a minute, actually.
But that doesn't mean
that's
he smashed.
The first time he spent.
But that doesn't mean he smashed. He probably smashed then. Right?
If he did.
No, he definitely did. He was asleep.
He was asleep.
That don't mean he smashed. He didn't say he smashed.
He definitely smashed.
It's 2018.
If she's crazy enough to go into his phone, he smashed.
Okay, he smashed.
He smashed. Right?
He smashed.
She goes to his phone.
Right.
And then finds out that she's the real secret.
With 2
Ma,
other women.
Listen, Ma. That you got what you deserve.
And then he told her, get the fuck out.
The biggest thing, right?
And then kicked her out.
the biggest thing is like, don't go looking for what you don't want to know.
Exactly, sis. You knew you was the secret.
If this is the first time you met, if this is the first time you slept over his house, who the fuck are you?
Exactly.
To go through my phone and see, we haven't even had that conversation talking about, is we there yet? No, bitch, yeah, you're the secret.
No.
Yeah. Excuse my language.
It's I'm okay. Sorry. No.
Was that French or was that
it seemed a little
Ebo.
Like
Ebo.
Definitely Ebo.
Okay. It means something else in Ebo, guys.
Excuse me.
All right. Question 2. Did you have anything to say, Philippe?
No.
Okay.
No, he got it.
Yeah. Question 2. Husband admitted that he has a fetish for beautiful feet. I don't know this side of him.
Never heard of this before.
Let's stop this right here.
Man, I don't know the side of him.
Yo.
And she came out of nowhere, sis. She just came out of nowhere, like.
He has a. I've never. Imagine, like, meeting someone knowing someone for a long time and just knowing a fetish, finding out a fetish that they like.
That's why you gotta drop it on in the first couple months.
Oh, man. Yeah. Imagine.
You feel like you don't even know that thing no more.
Yo.
It's her husband too. So that nigga been looking at feet the whole damn time y'all was dating, married.
What else haven't you told me?
Facts.
So let me finish. Everything hit the fan when I found out that my gay younger brother poses for pictures for hubby wearing my high heels. Brother said,
"Whoa, whoa, 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 whoa!
Gay little brother, you said?
Yep.
Yeah. So her husband's gay.
So her husband's looking at her little brother.
Yeah,
her
feet in her heels.
Yeah, her husband's gay.
But he just likes feet, though.
But, yeah.
He just likes feet. But why is the...
Brother, that's
the brother sketchy, probably got bro. Tiny little cute feet.
It's sketchy, bro.
I mean, maybe. He probably don't care about
the... He could fit her heels, feet. So right, he yeah, definitely not, got smaller feet.
He doesn't care about the feet. He just likes the feet.
He likes beautiful feet. He said he likes...
But that's still inappropriate, because say, like, somebody likes low cuts... And your girlfriend's like, your brother has a low cut, so I just have pictures of him in my phone with his low cut. You'd be like,
that's still weird. Like, that's still mad
that's
weird.
That's hair. That's not even like feet. Or
I just
anything.
Really like low cut. I'm like, why
in my heels though. Yeah, but no, the thing that would, like, the thing that would,
low cut.
The thing that would really violate me, I think, is the fact that it was in my heels. Like, why are you putting it in my heels?
Why do we have the same shoe size?
If that,
like. I got questions. Like, these are why my heels don't be fitting me no more. Big ass cut in the side. I'm wondering why the shit talking on the side.
Oh my God.
You know, walked around and stomped the heel. Shit broke. Anyway. All right, question three.
I swear, I feel like people ask for advice. They know the.
And these are real people. They show that these are real people that write in to this shit.
Knowing already, like.
My 22-year-old son dates a black woman from the bad side of town. Listen here, Becky.
From the bad side of town.
We live in Jackson, Mississippi, and things are bad. Not a good time for him to be chasing behind blacks. Listen here, Susan.
Well, hold on.
She's pregnant, and I want nothing to do with it. Not racist, just a realist. Help now, in all caps. Sis. Susie.
Time out. Let's go.
She
let's
said
go.
Not
Patty, check a, take
wanna,
a second.
I want to even back. I want to backtrack to the beginning of this segment. What's the name of this? Like
Lessons from Leash.
No, not this
podcast. But like, isn't it six black girls? Like,
six brown chicks.
Black people on there.
And she's on there
asking. I guess because her son's girlfriend's black. And she's black, like, black sisters, help me out. How do I get rid of this?
Listen, sisters, I am not racist.
But I need you to come get your own.
I'm from Mississippi. She's crazy over there. I do not need my white son chasing behind me. She's my language. Black ass.
He's a black ass.
Black ass is out here. And you know what's even worse, sisters? She's pregnant. I want nothing to do with it.
Not a racist.
I'm not racist.
Just a realist.
I love your hair, by the way.
Fight the power.
Chicken grease.
Anyway, fight power.
Is that your name?
Peace, love, and chicken grease.
Fucking
white
man. That's Max.
Who says that? Peace, love, and chicken grease.
That's white. Yeah, I'm like, what a Caucasian person really knows that enough to even say it back to you?
That's why it's funny.
That's funny. That means she knows black knowledge.
Nigga,
she's really not a racist.
That's the point.
She's like, yo.
Question four, y'all.
The hope is to take
Oh, wait,
that
the girlfriend is black?
The girlfriend's black. Her son's girlfriend.
And she's pregnant.
Each. And the Look, boy's white?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is the Each. Advice right here. Let me hold this down.
Where they at?
This is the advice right here to Georgia. Susan. Okay. Right? If that is really her name.
That's Susan.
Okay, listen, Susie. What you gotta do is grab your son, grab the pretty little black chick that is pregnant with your grandchild, and get the fuck out of Mississippi. Come to Jersey.
Get somewhere more inclusive, sis, because you...
Yeah, Mississippi is wild as fuck, and I can understand your concern.
You're scared.
So get the fuck out of Mississippi, right? And then come, somewhere that's not as hectic.
Look,
bring your family with you, please.
Look, Sue, you're racist.
Oh my God. Yeah, just to let you know as well.
Yeah, you are very, very racist.
Don't say blacks. Blacks is the number one racist term.
I understand your intent wasn't to be racist.
If she know enough to say that she's not racist.
Yeah, but like, it's like you're racist like by mistake. Because it's not your intent to be racist, but your thinking is very racist.
I feel like you're racist by geographic circumstances because of where you live and just where you're from.
Yeah.
You just so happen
to be everything. She did specify the
I'm
bad
from Jackson,
side of town.
Mississippi,
yeah, yeah, yeah. So
and like, she's from the bad side of town.
That's what I'm saying. Whatever so she's like, meant. She's racist. But
she better go get her blind side on. She better take that black girl into her house.
But she should definitely take the black girl into her house and save her.
She probably
from
wants
the
to,
bad
but,
side
but then
of the neighborhood.
She probably wants to. That's what I'm saying. She probably wants to, but can't. Or doesn't feel like she could. Because
she's from the bad side of town.
No, because people probably come for her head. To be honest.
Yo, a like Disney movie.
Come for her head.
Like a Tyler Perry theme.
From the bad side of town.
Let me do one more before we get to that.
A Disney movie where the white boy saves the little black girl from the bad side of town.
What are they going to call it?
The Bad Side of Town. That's the name of the movie.
It can't be that. Wait, could it be?
Yes.
Of a Disney movie?
A Disney movie? That's a little Disney princess right there. That's two black ones.
Who?
The Bad Side of Town, huh? Okay. It would be based on the princess, of course, right?
Who? Princess Tiana? Maybe when she was younger?
Maybe when she... Maybe her mom.
Can we use Moana? I kind of fuck with Moana.
Nah.
Is she Hawaiian? Oh, yeah.
She's new and she's not really with me.
But I like the character.
I didn't watch that. If you fuck, give me like 90s Disney. I'll fuck with that. But I don't know anything about Moana. I didn't really watch it.
Yeah, I watched it. I was like probably one of the only Disney movies I actually sat and watched with like knowledge of what the fuck was going on.
Everything else when you was
I'm not trying to get into like talking about animation shit, but Pixar is a lot better with shit, cause you know Pixar is where it's Toy Story, Incredibles, Coco.
Yeah,
which
Pixar
is like one of the greatest movies I've ever seen in my life.
Pixar is tough, definitely tough. I just don't fuck with Disney.
Nah, I feel you.
Shout out to Pixar though.
They're racist. What's the other question? Oh, she over here dancing.
No, I was trying to see what they were talking about too. trying to be nosy. But then I couldn't hear him, so I was like, let me just dance to the beat of their conversation.
To the beat of their conversation.
Living with girlfriend for 8 years. I tried to cheat on her with a coworker, but sometimes I drink too much and I couldn't get it up. You wasting your time. I felt bad about the ordeal and want a redo. How to convince coworker to give me a second chance.
Oh, wow. I'm thinking he went left.
Can I say something? If he just wanted to find out that, why did you have to put that you cheat on your girlfriend in front? Just say I had sex with a coworker.
He said, I missed that part.
I'm sitting here so confused.
Thinking, like, I'm cheating on my girlfriend that I've been living with for 8 years. Like, that has nothing to do with
you. The actual question that
it's
you
about.
Asked.
Like,
yo, I zoned out at that part. I did not hear. He has a girlfriend?
He has a girlfriend.
With, for 8 years.
That's the first thing she said.
I heard was.
But then he's cheating on her with a coworker.
I heard a coworker and he wants to smash
again.
And
now he want to smash again.
That's all I heard.
So why you ain't just say, yo, I couldn't get my dick up. I want to just smash the chick again.
Sometimes he's drunk and I just can't get it up. So I fucked up on the first time. I just want to know how, from a sister's point of view, let's not forget, this is, they're asking.
Let me ask you, black sisters.
Let me ask you, sisters.
Let's congregate.
This coworker to get me a second chance.
Honestly, if that
what podcast is this that they're getting these kind of questions? Because this is insane. Yo, bruh, look,
just give it up.
Yeah, either if your dick didn't not go up because of the fact that you were too drunk. It didn't go up because you were cheating on your girl.
He probably
And if you want to fix that, you got to break up with your girl if you want to smash again. Yeah.
That's outlandish.
Yeah.
Nah, I mean.
That's outlandish.
That's
Let me do this. Let me do this last one before we get into the shameless plugs and stuff. So, I'm going to do this one. Met him on Bumble. I thought he was reading it. Met him on Bumble. First date, he canceled because his car blew up in front of his house. He sent pics. Police report, etc. Okay. Few weeks later, I spend the night. We wake up to a house filled with smoke. So, okay, hold on. It's his ex torching his shit all the time. I like him, though. Advice? You need to let that go because that's a death wish. His ex? And y'all found out, so she's arrested? Is she arrested? Is she locked up? Because if she's not, sis, she's coming for your head next.
You in danger, girl. Like,
she's coming. Now she knows there's been another female there. She burnt that house down for a purpose.
She's trying to let you know, get going, because you next. She about to
girl.
Tell the
you woke up to the house filled with smoke.
Yeah, like you can't ask your life. You gotta talk to the dude. Like, yo, we gotta get out of here, or gotta kill him. Saying I'm joking. But yeah, get the fuck out of here.
Listen, that sounds like a dangerous situation. I need you to just take a minute. Maybe go back on Bumble. See what else is out there. See what else is out there. Take a minute. Just take a breather.
Oh, she met him on the app.
She met him on Bumble. Yeah, okay. And this is
get out. This is some nigga.
And she likes him. But it's only been a few weeks, sis. Y'all only been together a few weeks.
Yeah.
You can let that go.
You're already making up the smoke.
Yeah, like, I need you to let that go. Let that go. That's dangerous. Let toxic nigga. Don't bring that into 2K19.
Yeah, you going into it already.
Yeah. But yeah, so
name and expression.
That was respect
yourself.
What'd you say?
Nothing. We back to it.
No, what'd you say?
I said, no, what'd you say?
Because we're going to go into the shameless plugs in the next.
It's stupid now. I'm not going to go back.
No, say it. No, no.
Say
it.
Don't go back. And then it never has the same, and then you're like, oh, shit, I got it.
All right, let's go. Sorry.
Listen, it'll be on the way back.
Yeah.
All right. I just wanted to say thank you guys for coming on today.
Of course, you know, man.
It was a great podcast episode. This was funny.
Yeah.
You guys got to come. And now that you guys are here, you're gang. So you're always welcome to just slide through. It's an open door policy for gang. So,
oh yeah, for sure. Yeah,
yeah. Let me know. I'll have a chair set up right for you guys. Ready, joint ready, joint ready.
Ooh, I'm with that.
So any shameless plugs that you guys want to do?
Yes, my music video is out right now. Pray up. Go to everythingphilippe.com. You can go to my Instagram. It's just
.philippe. Now, don't go to Instagram because you're about to delete it. She about to,
I am. About to... I am. So you got to stay tuned since I'm going to delete it so you can get everything you need to know about me before I'm gone. No, but seriously, guys, check me out. I'm a dope artist. That's it.
You, bro.
You want to go there? All right, slick. What's dropping? What's some...
We got music coming.
Yo, so much music coming on the way.
Oh, pass me the paper.
Excuse me. Been in the studio in and out, man. Going crazy, crazy. A lot of music on the way. 0K clothing on the way. Big party on the way. Watch out for spring, yo. I'm not even gonna tell y'all the title.
No, we can't tell
them the name. I don't want no leaks. No nothing. I don't need nobody on my. You know what I'm saying? Nothing. Just no big party. Springtime coming through. Omo sponsored only. So if you're down with the team, you already know what it is. If not, you're gonna have to find out. Wait till spring.
Follow the social medias.
Hit me up, Dean August OMO on the gram. Hit up what is it, Wild OMO, right?
Wild OMO underscore
on the gram. Yeah, man. You know
follow
what it is.
Right now.
Follow me right now. You know what I'm saying? It's ready every time I do it.
You heard?
Smooth time.
So how many? You don't have no parties coming up? No nothing.
Party's coming up. Let me think. Let me check my calendar. Yeah.
There's one next week.
I'll tell him about the
While he's checking his calendar, I'll do my shameless plug. Yeah, so it's Mackie. Like I said, I got music coming. I got a mixtape dropping next year, either January or February. I got music videos coming out, podcast, Do Not Disturb podcast on IG and Twitter. I also have, you can follow me on Mackie OMO, MackyOMO on IG, Twitter, SoundCloud. You can follow the Do Not Disturb YouTube page, which is just Do Not Disturb Podcast on YouTube. And I think that is about it.
Yeah. All right. Are you guys pretty high?
Yeah.
Yo, I was high this whole time. Right now,
still smoking.
I'm chilling.
Yeah,
I'm
buzzed. I'm about to go drive home.
I actually do have an event to get to tonight. Actually, I'm in Woodland Park tonight.
Okay.
Woodland Park. Oh, I got a show tonight.
Where you got a show at?
I'm in Clifton.
Oh, dope. Actually, I have 3 shows coming up. I got one in Orange next Saturday, December 8th, and then I have another one on December 16th. It's going to be at a luxury car dealership, so that should be like a really cool kind of setup for a live show.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's in Rahway, New Jersey, and then I have one on the 23rd of December that's in Bloomfield, New Jersey at this like penthouse studio space. So, if you guys follow me on just.philippe on Instagram, you guys can stay up to date with all the shows that I have coming up. And come check me out. I think I give a really great live performance. So.
Okay.
For sure.
Dope. All right. I'm about to make sure I stay tuned and stalk you guys more on Instagram and Twitter because that's how I find everybody. I stalk them. But, all right. So does everybody want to say their goodbyes?
Peace.
Peace out, everybody.
You know what it is.
And
black excellence.
Remember to keep those blunts
lit. Black excellence.
Remember to keep those blunts lit and keep that mind sparked. Sure.
Hey,
Mackie.
Please. I'm done.
Oh, this was nice. This was tough. Sure. I'll definitely.
I feel like I laughed so much.
Yeah. I'll definitely come back for sure.
Dude, let me know. Seriously. So,
like anytime I'm free. Yeah. I'll definitely.
Hell yeah. I'm about to take this piece. Ooh, this might be a nice little snack when I got home. Let me give this back to him.
Prep.
pray, I say a prayer and I stay up. Pray up. I say a prayer and I stay up. I be jumping out the pot. I felt something, it was hot. Damn, that's just me up in the spot. Watching me like I'm a clock. Run the city every block. Key to success every lock. Ice to cake the cherry top. I get a bag for every drop. Come on the scene. Yeah, look mean, it's not what it seems. My life is a dream. I did it just me, I ain't have a team. I'm shining, I beam. I am finessing one hell of a scheme. I am too cool. Gotta find a way to let out the steam. Taking these pills. Heard that it's better with lean. Yeah. They look up to a boss when I step on the scene. Yeah. I get a check whenever it streams. Pray up to God. Confess and I leave. Pray up. I say a prayer and I stay up. Pray up. I say a prayer and I stay up. Stay prayed up.
Always praying.
Never miss a layup.
Never.
Got no time to lay up. On that early wake up. And I stay woke. Money coming fast, slow poke. Niggas can't afford car notes. Never. Ain't an ego that I'd stroke. And it looks different when it's up close. Get respect the utmost.
Always.
Cheers to brunch when I toast.
Cheers.
Celebrate,
yeah.
See them all. Emulate,
uh-huh.
See the hate.
Yeah.
In their eyes,
yeah.
See it all.
Yeah.
Never wait, it's a trait.
Yeah.
Talking money, it's a date.
Money.
What you bringing to the plate?
Yeah.
You already know I'm great. Got a pool, it's a lake.
Yeah.
But I don't really need to brag much.
Nope.
Pray to God and it add up.
What?